Good morning. It is 9:01 a.m. We are here today, March 19, 2024, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 21-010 John Bell International Inc. DBA JMI Edison versus the Guam International Airport Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Tirza Begana. Will appellant JMI please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Hernandez, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Joshua Walsh for the appellant, JMI Edison.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GIAA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hi, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. William Brennan from the Areola Law Firm for the airport. No management representative will be present today. Thank you.
Thank you. Will interested party Aircraft Services International Inc., DBA Menzies Aviation, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning for Aircraft Services International Inc. This is Mars Johnson. We don't have any client representatives present.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. So last time we met, the parties asked for some time to try to come to a resolution. Who wants to report back on that?
May I be heard, Sir Hearing Officer?
Yes, please.
Okay, so first, thank you to the OPA. I understand it was reported that I was on leave, and as primary counsel, that I think contributed to the delay. So now that I'm back in office, I have been in communication with both Mr. Walsh and Mr. Johnson regarding, potential resolution. As of right now, I would describe the situation as we are close. There are just a couple details that all three of us need to, I think, discuss to see if we're able to push it over the line. And so, what I would request today is that you just consider a few more weeks, perhaps a 2-week extension. I proposed to Mr. Walsh this morning, and I was going to respond to Mr. Johnson's email that I think a meeting conferred between the three of us, because we've been doing it by correspondence, might be the most effective way to just see if we can resolve this or if we need to go forward on any of the issues on remand. So that would be the airport's position and request at this time.
Okay, appellant.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm glad that what Mr. Brennan describes is accurate. We've had sort of a piecemeal conversation with the airport. I imagine the airport's had another conversation or some correspondence with the interested party. I think getting people together in a room to see whether we could do this makes sense. The time sequence I have no issue with. The only thing I'd add to encourage to show justification for delay is our goal is that this would be a resolution not just of the matter before the OPA, but the appellate matter involving the OPA at the Superior Court from the related case. So since this is more than just this matter, I suggest it's worth the time. And as far as I understand, the airport continues to receive services from Menzies. So, their bags, I got my bags. So, I mean, I think there are baggage claim services happening. So I don't see prejudice to the territory for a delay either. But those are our perspectives. Thank you.
And then Mr. Johnson.
I have no objection to like a 2-week extension. The only thing I'd have to mention is that I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, so I won't be able to be there for a meet and confer this week. I'll be back on island on March 25th, next Monday.
Are you not coming to our bar meeting, Mr. Johnson?
I wish I could.
Sorry.
Okay.
Whatever is good for the calendar to accommodate anybody travel. 2 weeks is fine with us. We are fine with more or less, whatever you officer.
I will let's do this.
Did we lose Bucky?
Looks like we did.
Yeah, I will.
Well, maybe Mr. Johnson and I'll just settle it now and
He's entering again.
Maybe he was upset about me being in DC and missing the bar meeting.
Yeah.
He's not
No,
near that
Bucky's got Guam internet.
far. Yeah. Hey, Buck. There we go.
Sorry about that, everybody. I had a drop in connection. I'm coming in from my phone now while I try to get my internet situated. Apologies.
Okay, let's do this. I kind of want to give incentive for the case to move along, at least from the perspective of the hearing officer. So I'd still like the briefs so that you guys have, you have both alternatives going, and you will have had a, I guess, an extra month or so to make the resolution happen. I very much appreciate appellant's comment about economy and potentially wrapping it up into a unitary matter. So if that's where we're headed, more than willing to go a couple of more weeks, but I would insist that the briefs be provided. What's a reasonable date for you guys?
Next Friday.
Anyone? Next Friday?
I mean, are you bringing us back for a status conference, Mr. Hearing Officer? Perhaps we could just make them do before that next status conference.
Sure. We can do that. Give me a second.
But I share Mr. Johnson's optimism. The issues are pretty clear. We know what we want. I just, appreciate 2 weeks rather than one, but
I think what we'll let's do this. Let's do this. How about the briefs due April 5th? Unless notice is provided to Jarek that the parties have reached a resolution. You think 2.5 weeks is enough to sort of have the side discussions and get all your posturing done and get this over the line, guys?
Yes, sir. I think we'll do it.
Okay. Mr. Brennan?
Yes, that works for me. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Is there anything else from the OPA?
Did you want to at least set a status hearing in the event?
Yeah. So I may be in one of those trials from hell, beginning on the 8th, which
That with our firm.
although I wish it might be, I don't know. You guys are always fun. All you guys are always fun. I would say let's at least put down 10 days. Let's go 10 days. Let's go midweek, and I'm gonna need to pick a lunchtime, so when the jurors are having their lunch type of thing, we can meet and do the continued pre-trial conference at that time. Is that okay with you guys?
That works for me.
Like the 15th, I think, or
Yes, sir.
April 15th.
tax day.
That's October for Bucky.
You want April 15th at noon?
At noon. So that I can sneak away from the jury trial if it's still going on. And
Yes, sir.
anything else from the parties, airport, Interested party or appellant?
Nope, not from us.
Nothing from the appellant.
Nothing from the airport. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, so we'll see your briefs by the 5th, unless you provide notice to Mr. Hernandez that settlement has been reached. That gives you guys about, looks like maybe a little over 2 weeks. And then if we see the briefs, then expect 10 days later on the 15th to have a status conference.
Thank you. May I just use the Zoom quickly to ask if Mr. Brennan would be kind enough to take the lead on coordinating our three-party meetings at a time that works for him, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll send that out this week.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone, and I hope I see you guys at the bar meeting. Take care.
Or after. See you.
Thank you. We're off the record at 9:12 a.m.